Today we have with us a guest, Brother David Aguilar from Belize, currently residing in Tampa, Florida area, and he will be assisting me as we go through this study on church membership, part 5. And from week to week, we have said we started with part 1. I thought it was going to be one part, and then we said, well, we'll have to have two parts. This thing has gone the same way each week. We're going to have another part. Well, I'm pleased to announce that part 5 will not be sufficient. We will have to have part 6. And I would not be surprised to have part 7, and who knows how many more. Church membership turns out to be a most important subject, much more important than I ever guessed. And I'm pleased that Yah has been very, very gracious to bless us with the light that we need to have from His Word. Let's review just a little bit about last week's study. Some high points that I remembered from it as I recalled it. I went over my notes a little bit to see if there was something that would be valuable to you. We first looked at Jeremiah's buying of a relative's field and its application as a type of Christ who bought back planet Earth with His precious blood. You'll recall that we read that the witnesses were called to sign the deeds of purchase, and that these deeds were stored in earthen vessel. Actually, those two deeds, there was a sealed deed and an open deed, they were stored in an earthen vessel so that those deeds may last a long time. Well, that's a parallel to the eternal possession or the eternal inheritance of planet Earth. And then thirdly, we paralleled all of this with the Christian who receives the Holy Spirit as an earnest or down payment on the eternal inheritance. By receiving the Holy Spirit, we are given power to become witnesses for Yah, witnesses that He is the Almighty One. You see, on planet Earth there is a question. Who is the Almighty One? Lucifer is vying for first place, and he has won first place in the hearts of most people. But we are to be His witnesses, having the power to testify that Yah is the Almighty One. Fourthly, the conclusion to the matter was that the 144,000 signed the property deeds for planet Earth as witnesses to the sealing of the deeds by Yahshua Himself at the cross. What are we called to sign? We are to sign two deeds. And this week, we shall continue in this quest for truth. We also re-emphasized the fact that Christ is the promised seed of Abraham and rightful heir to the eternal inheritance. All Israel being joint heirs with Christ. And then we also discussed further the fact that the 144,000 are the first fruits to Yah and to the Lamb, and they are the faithful witnesses. I think also, Brother David, you were not with us last week, but you gleaned something you wanted to share from that.
Oh, well, yes, we were talking about the tribes receiving an inheritance by their number. And so, well, we're all familiar with Isaiah 53 with the suffering servant passage. And in the last verse of that chapter, it says, speaking of Christ, we're seeing as it fulfilled in the New Testament, therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong. because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sins of many and made intercession for the transgressions, his transgressors. So we see that Christ was numbered with the transgressors, and therefore he received their inheritance. One who was not supposed to die, died, because he received the inheritance of the earth. Okay. And then in Mark, Mark 15, 28, and the scripture was fulfilled, which said he was numbered with the transgressors. This was shown both literally, because he was put between two sinners who were also crucified with him, and also figuratively that he died the spiritual death that we may live forever.
Very good. So, all who receive an inheritance are numbered, and numbered by name. We noticed in the reading that we just had that the word Yahshua was very powerful. You see, it's the word of Yah. Yahshua is the word of Yah. And you remember we read the inscription or title over the head of the crucified one, Yahshua, the King of the Jews. Now, this week, we're going to study several things. First of all, we want to ask a question. What is the deed that we must witness to? What is the deed that we must witness to? And number two, why are there two deeds in Jeremiah 32, 11, and 14? What are these two deeds in Jeremiah 32, 11, and 14? Let's turn there to Jeremiah 32, refresh our memories. Jeremiah 32, verse 11 first. This is King James Version. So I took the evidence of the purchase. That's the deed of purchase. But I like the King James wording. Evidence of the purchase. Both that which was sealed according to the law and custom, and we said according to the law and custom means the terms and conditions, and that which was open. Jump over to verse 14. Thus saith Yah of hosts, the Almighty One of Israel, take these evidences, this evidence or deed of the purchase, both which is sealed, and this evidence which is open, and put them in an earthen vessel, that they may continue many days. Okay, on the board, you will see that I have written seal deed, deeds of purchase, or evidence of purchase, seal deed, or sealed evidence, open deed, or open evidence. Now this is very thrilling to me, because the other night, Yah woke me up about 3 in the morning and said, study. Because I didn't know what these deeds were. And when I picked Brother David up from the bus station, we had a little conversation about this, and he said, you know, I wondered why you didn't mention what those deeds were. And I said, well, that's simple, I didn't know. Well, I needed to know, and you needed to know, and we all need to know, and Yah finally told me. It's very easy, and it's very beautiful. The word sealed in the original language means make an end. Make an end. The word open means lay bare or naked. Lay bare or naked. Now this is very significant. Let's look at what the scripture says about make an end. Turn to Daniel 9:24. Daniel 9:24. Seventy weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city to finish the transgression and to make an end of sins and to make reconciliation for iniquity and to bring in everlasting righteousness and to seal up the vision and prophecy and to anoint the Most Holy. What a powerful prophecy. The 70 weeks of Daniel. What is this talking about? What is it obviously talking about? It's a prophecy of the coming of Messiah. It's a prophecy of the coming of Christ. For He was the one that would finish the transgression. Make an end of sins. Make a reconciliation for iniquity. And to bring in everlasting righteousness. And look at this. Seal up the vision and prophecy. Yahshua Himself. His word. Yahshua is the sealed deed. Yah is salvation. The sealed deed. The word of Yah. Okay, that's very simple. We need not even look up any more scriptures for the sealed evidence. But let's look at the open evidence. The sealed evidence is final. What did He say on the cross? It is finished. Seal. The inheritance has been purchased. Now it must be put in earthen vessels. But there's also an open deed. An open evidence that must be placed in earthen vessels. Jeremiah, well first, no, first Leviticus. Leviticus 18:6. Now this is relating to laying bare or naked. Laying bare or naked has to do with the open evidence or the open deed. Now you're going to have to put on your spiritual eyeglasses. And you're going to have to open up your brain and use a little of that gray matter that Yah gave you as a gift. Leviticus 18:6. Let's turn it. Leviticus 18:6. None of you shall approach to any that is near of kin to him to uncover their nakedness. I am Yah. Now this is a prohibition against, in the letter of this law, it was a prohibition against literally uncovering the nakedness of a near relative. Could we say the law against incest? Mm-hmm. But put on your spiritual eyeglasses now. This applies to us not only in letter, but in spirit. And in spirit, it has to do with opening up a brother or sister in such a way that the shame of their nakedness would show to others. Similar to, let's say, if a man had his pants inadvertently left open, unzipped. It's an embarrassing thing, isn't it? We would not say, "Hey, zip up your pants." No, we would go to that brother and we would whisper, you need to zip up. We don't want to bring the notice of someone's embarrassment to light to the whole congregation. Needlessly. So, if a person is guilty of some sin, we don't try to bring that sin out in the open to everybody to embarrass them. Now, Yahshua suffered that, and as Brother David shared with us, he suffered that right there at the cross. The humiliation of the sin and embarrassment of every sinner. That need not be done again. He did it for us. So we try to guard our brethren from humiliation and embarrassment. And that's precisely why the Savior gave us the steps of gospel order. He says, if you have a matter with your brother, go to him privately and share with him the thing you have on your mind. Now, if he will not hear you, he says, take two or three witnesses. Take some witnesses that every fact may be established. And then you take those witnesses and you share with them again. Now, you don't get biased witnesses. You don't go and say, "Hey, be on my side and let's go whip up on this fellow." That's not the idea at all. The idea is just to have some witnesses there, some faithful witnesses, that they may establish the facts and help mediate the situation. And then, if you go the second step of gospel order, and it still doesn't work, then you bring it before the whole congregation so that there will be a church court to settle the matter. And of course, at that point, there will be some humiliation suffered, because the rebellion will be displayed before all to see, as we saw in the war in heaven. We don't want things to come before the whole congregation, because that's when war occurs. We want it settled before it has to come before the congregation. Let's move on now. We're going to eventually get to what is that evidence of purchase that is open. Oh, by the way, let me say, and it may come further in the study, we do want to be open one with another. We don't want to be covered. We want to be open with each other, but we don't want to display a man's faults or a woman's faults or even a young person's faults needlessly. Okay, let's go forward. The next scripture is Jeremiah 49. Jeremiah 49. And verse 10. Yah is talking here. He says, "But I have made Esau bare. I have uncovered his secret places, and he shall not be able to hide himself. His seed is spoiled or ruined, and his brethren and his neighbors and he is not. Who is it that can lay us bare? Who is it that can lay us open and know all about us? Are we willing to be naked before Yah? Are we willing to be open before Yah? That's the question. It's needless for us to hide, for all things are open in His mind. He sees it. Let's go to Hebrews 4, 12 through 15. Hebrews 4, 12 through 15. For the word of Yah is quick, that is living, and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder, or the division of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner or able judge of the thoughts and intents of the heart. The word of Yah, Yahshua, is that powerful. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in His sight, but all things are naked and opened unto His eyes, of Him which whom we have to do. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Yahshua, the Son of Yah, let us hold fast or firmly our profession. This profession is very important. We may be coming back to that. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted, like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly, verse 16, unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Further unfolding this idea of being laid bare, naked, and being open, let's go to Genesis 2:25. We're going to go back to creation. We're creation, Seventh-day Adventists, and we must go back to creation and reference things there. Genesis 2:25. Speaking of the couple, Adam and Eve, it says, and they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. Now, if somebody came strutting in here naked today, somebody would be ashamed. Now, there may be some that could strut in here and not be ashamed themselves, but I think all of us would be ashamed. Somebody would be ashamed. But Adam and Eve were created in such an innocent, sinless manner, a sinless state, they were not ashamed to be naked. They were veiled in a garment of light. And that garment of light was the righteousness of Christ. the righteousness of Christ. They were clothed in the wedding garment. They were married by Yah and Yahshua personally, right there. And they put on the wedding garment. They placed upon the open deed when. But do you know the name that will be placed upon the open deed when it's sealed? Creation, Seventh Day Adventist. That will be the name that's placed upon the open deed when it is sealed at the close of probation. Verse 25, and when Moses saw that the people were naked, for Aaron had made them naked unto their shame among their enemies. And then Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, who is on Yah's side? Let them come unto me. That's our message, brothers and sisters. Who is on Yah's side? Let them come unto me. And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together unto him. And he said unto them, thus saith Yah, the Almighty One of Israel, put every man his sword by his side, and go in and out from gate to gate throughout the camp, and slay every man his brother, and every man his companion, and every man his neighbor. There's Ezekiel 9 being described. And the children of Levi did according to the word of Moses, and there fell of the people that day about 3,000 men. Did you ever hear that phrase, 3,000, before? We heard it at the day of Pentecost, when there was added to the church 3,000. At the outpouring of the Holy Spirit in the latter rain, there is to be added to the church 3,000. Verse 29, for Moses had said, consecrate yourselves today to Yah, even every man upon his son and every upon his brother, that he may lay upon you a blessing this day. And it came to pass on the morrow that Moses said unto the people, ye have sinned a great sin, and now I will go up unto Yah. Perhaps I shall make an atonement for your sin. Yahshua is saying to the Seventh-day Adventists, I will renew the covenant with you. I will renew the covenant with you through the seal, through the creation, Seventh-day Adventist name. I will bring you a chance to make the covenant right. And Moses returned unto Yah and said, oh, this people have sinned a great sin, and have made them gods of gold. Yet now, if thou wilt forgive their sin, and if not, blot me, I pray thee, out of the book which thou hast written. The Lord said unto Moses, whosoever hath sinned against me, him will I blot out of my book. Therefore now go, lead the people unto the place of which I have spoken unto thee. Behold, mine angel shall go before thee. Which angel is that? The fourth angel of Revelation 18. The mighty angel. The mighty angel of Revelation 18 is to go before us to prepare the way of the renewed covenant. Nevertheless, in the day when I visit, I will visit their sin upon them. If they don't repent, their sin will be visited upon them. Do you not love our people enough to share with them? They must come out of there and join with Yah's people and sign the open deed of church membership. They must seal the covenant with their commitment to Yah and to His Son, to the commandments of Yah and the faith of Yahshua. They must renew the covenant. They must be rebaptized, reconverted, so that the commandments may be written on them and they may be sealed and fitted for translation. And now we turn over to Matthew 21, 43 and 44. Matthew 21, 43 and 44. Therefore, Yahshua's talking, he says, therefore say I unto you, the kingdom of Yah shall be taken from you and given to a family, bringing forth the fruits thereof. And whosoever shall fall on this stone shall be broken. But on whomsoever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder. Remember, the golden calf was ground to powder. The stone representing Christ, our rock. The stone is cut out of, let's look at it, Daniel 2, 44. Daniel 2, 44. Daniel 2:44, and in the days of these kings, talking about the image, the large image with the 10 toes, toes mixed with iron and clay, and in the days of these kings shall Yah of heaven, the Almighty One of heaven, set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. It's going to last for a long time. Secured in earthen vessels, it's going to last for a long time, which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people this time, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. The eternal inheritance shall be finally placed upon the rightful heirs. Verse 45, for as much as thou sawest that stone that was cut out of the mountain without hands. Remember, Moses was up on the mount, and he brought the Ten Commandments, written in stone. Well, here's a stone cut out of Mount Zion by the very hands of Yah. And that law is written in stone. These people are sealed and ready for heaven. They're the 144,000. That's who the stone is. And it break in pieces the iron, the brass, the clay, the silver, and the gold. The great Almighty One of Israel hath made known to the king what shall come to pass hereafter. And the dream is certain, and the interpretation thereof. The General Conference Corporation is a type of the New World Order. And all of it will be ground to powder by the 144,000, that stone coming out of Mount Zion. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 28:24. Deuteronomy 28:24. And Yah shall make the rain of thy land powder and dust. From heaven shall it come down upon thee until thou be destroyed. The Seventh-day Adventist Church is looking for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, but it will be nothing but dust raining upon them. A dry and barren land. But Yahshua says, that are thirsty, come and drink freely. There is victory before you. Accept the rain that's coming from heaven. Accept the latter rain. Brothers and sisters, we are in the latter rain. We are receiving the latter rain. The power from heaven, the great mighty angel of Revelation 18 is upon us. Let us not neglect that refreshing. But there will be no outpouring of latter rain on the Seventh-day Adventist Church or any other denomination on this planet. Only the tribes of Israel, only the family of Yah receives the latter rain. Isaiah 49, 1 through 10. Isaiah 49. One through ten. Listen, O isles, unto me, and hearken, ye people from afar. Yah hath called me from the womb. Here's our calling now. Here is our calling. Yah hath called me from the womb, from the bowels of my mother hath he made mention of my name. Remember, we're numbered by name. And he hath made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of this of his land hath he hid me. Hand. In the shadow of his hand hath he hid me, and made me a polished shaft. In his quiver hath he hid me. And he said unto me, Thou art my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be glorified. Then I said, I have labored in vain, I have spent my strength for naught and in vain, yet surely my judgment is with Yah, and my work with my Almighty One. Before we came to Yah, we thought our work was totally in vain. For we see that everything before that was in vain. And now saith Yah, that formed me from the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob again to him, to bring in those scattered family members. Though Israel be not gathered, yet shall I be glorious in the eyes of Yah, and my Almighty One shall be my strength. And he said, It is a light thing that thou shouldest be my servant, to raise up the tribes of Jacob, and to restore, or bring back, and preserve Israel, to preserve them as open deeds. I will give also thee for a light to the Gentiles, that thou mayest be my salvation unto the end of the earth. This is to go to the whole world. Thus saith Yah, the Redeemer of Israel and his Holy One, to him whom man despised, to him whom the nation abhorreth, to a servant of rulers, kings shall see and arise, princes also shall worship, because of Yah that is faithful and the Holy One of Israel, and he shall choose thee. Thus saith Yah, in an acceptable time have I heard thee, and in a day of salvation have I helped thee, and I will preserve thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, to establish the earth, or to preserve the earth, to cause to inherit the desolate heritages, that thou mayest say to the prisoners, Go forth to them that are darkness, show yourselves. Don't try to cover yourselves. Show yourselves. Open yourselves. They shall feed in the ways, and their pastures shall be in the high places. Where are the high places? In heaven. That's where they shall feed on heavenly things. They shall not hunger nor thirst. Even though the powder be falling all around them, they will take part in the latter rain. They shall not hunger nor thirst, neither shall the heat nor the sun smite them. For that he that hath mercy on them shall lead them. Even by the springs of water shall he guide them. Oh, so much spiritual symbolism here. So much spiritual symbolism. Let's finish this now. This is the calling of the 144,000. We shall gather Israel into their tribes. Revelation 7. Revelation 7. the tapes should go off before we finish, let me reveal to you that the open deed, or the open evidence, is the evidence of our faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen. Our word, our testimony, is the evidence. Yes. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for.
That was what you said just now.
And the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:1. The open deed is not sealed yet until the close of probation, because there will be those that could fall away. It's open. It's not sealed yet. Yahshua is sealed. We are still open until the sealing is finished at the close of probation. So Yahshua's word and Yahshua makes up the seal deed. We and our word of commitment, which is seen in our church membership role, is the open deed, which cannot be closed until the close of probation. Now, reading Revelation 7, chapter 7 to close. And after these things I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind, or the winds of strife, should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living Almighty One. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our Almighty One in their foreheads. Until the sealing work is finished. Until all the tribes have put their names on the church rolls. And I heard the number of them which were sealed. And there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. Then it goes through the tribes. It names all the tribes. 12,000 in each tribe. And then in verse 9, after this, oh, by the way, remember, 12,000 in each tribe means each tribe gets equal inheritance. No tribe gets more than the other. Verse 9, and after this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, but Yah could number, of all the nations and families, kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with the white robes of righteousness and palms of victory in their hands. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our Almighty One, which sitteth upon the throne and to the Lamb. And all the angels stood around the throne and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces and worshiped the Almighty One, saying, amen, or so be it, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our Almighty One forever and ever. Amen, so be it. And one of the elders answered and said unto him, what are these which are arrayed in white robes? And whence did they come? Where did they come from? And I said unto him, sir, thou knowest. And he said unto me, these are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of Yah, and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. And they shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters. And Yah shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Hallelujah. Yahshua.
This reminds me of that verse, all your deeds be shown in the open. Or the secret thoughts or something like that be shown.
Yes.
It's opened up.
At the great white throne judgment, those that have tried to shield themselves with the leaves of self-righteousness will be laid bare at the great white throne, you see.
all their deeds will be laid open in front of the universe because they would not allow them to be opened up to Yah to be burned up by his fire of love. If you hold on to sin, it will be consumed in the fire of destruction after the great white throne judgment. You cannot hide from Yah. Why not open up? Sinner, if you're hearing me, Yah loves you. He says, be open, come to me, I'm your daddy, run to me. I will give you a garment of salvation. I will put a wedding garment on you so that your sins will not show to people and you will not have to be ashamed. I will save you. Yah is salvation. And the church membership is important. Our baptismal vow records the sealed deed of Yahshua. Our church membership records the open deed of our commitment to the Father and to the Son, which is to be sealed at the close of probation and will be your tribe name as you go through the gates of the city. Yes, this study will continue into part 6 on our next meeting. May Yah bless you as we pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, Father, that we have our daily bread from your word. Thank you that the bread of heaven came down and fed us. Thank you that the water of life gave us drink. Thank you that our bread and water are sure. Dismiss us with your love, we pray. In Yahshua's holy and precious name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yahshua.